Diva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Mullen, Thoughtfuls, you're always with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Mullen, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. OK, we're starting with the ladies this week, and this is the lovely Trudy Lawler, who's making a promise that she will be home to the Shannon River some fine day.
I'll be home, Shannon River, to your side. One day I have sung my songs across the world, and now I've come to stray through the summer fields at evening time. The world just stops to play. I'll be home, Shannon River, some fine day. Unlike the one I
The lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor singing about the Shannon River. I'll be home to Shannon River some fine day. The Shannon River, as I think I may have told you some time ago, starts off up way up in County Cavan and comes all the way down through the Midlands of Ireland and finishes off at the sea at Limerick. And it is the longest river in the British Isles. I don't know the exact length. I used to when I was a boy at school and you had to know these things. But there, the lovely voice of Trudy Lawlor. It's time for a Big Tom track. Now, a Big Tom McBride, who was very, very popular in the showband scene, has a wonderful accent. It's a County Monaghan accent. And he's moved far away from County Monaghan because now he's singing all about that Donegal shore.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love. On a Donegal shore. But why should I care? 'Cause she's happier there. And she may have children, she may be wealthy or poor. But I can't help my dream of what might have been if I'd stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native. Girl, I could hold every raindrop would be
Nice bit of country and Irish there. Isn't that a wonderful accent? Big Tom and my Donegal Shore. I think the last time I played that, it was the Daniel O'Donnell version of it. Well, as I say, every week, now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, and they're singing the praises of Katie Daly, who apparently came from Tipperary, and she used to make her Mountain Dew. Take a listen to Foster and Allen.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. But her old man Katie came from Tipperary in the pioneering year of 42. Her old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of his Irish Mountain Dew. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I am the judge that's going to sentence you. And all the boys in court have drank your whiskey. And to tell the truth, dear Katie, drank some too. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. So off to jail they took poor Katie Daly, but very soon the gates they opened wide. An angel came for poor old Katie Daly and took her far across the great divide. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew.
Well, at the golden gates there stood poor Katie. St. Peter said, good brewers, they are few. So step inside the golden gates now, Katie, and start to brew your heavenly Mountain Dew.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. She'll never more be coming down the mountain, and we never more will drink her Mountain Dew.
Katie Daly, finishing up making Heavenly Mountain Dew. Foster and Allen there, and we might have another track from them before the end of the programme. Now I come to a song which, every time I play it, arouses a great deal of interest. Every time I play it also, I mention the fact that I think it's the most popular of Irish songs, certainly over the last 30 years or so. It's that wonderful track from Paddy Riley, which tells the story of the young man who's trying to feed his family, and he, in the middle of the night, gets up and he steals some corn from Trevelyan's field to take home for his wife to make bread to feed the family. But of course he gets caught and gets transported off to Van Diemen's Land, of all places. Now, this, as I say, is the most popular song. It's sung at weddings, funerals, football matches, hurling matches, and it tells the story of the fields of Athenry, which is a beautiful town in County Galway.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields. and Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. While lonely prison walled, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The last star fallen, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Paddy Riley there, singing a song written by Pete St. John. Now I want to play for you friends a song by that wonderful group, the Black Family. This one features Frances Black, and she's joined, of course, in the chorus by the rest of the family. It's not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than the Black Family. Just a little explanation. This tells the story of the wailings of a young lady who has been misled by a ploughboy lad, and there's one or two little Scottish phrases. Gang awa means to go away. Take a listen, but listen to the lyrics, you get the idea. Frances Black and the Black Family and the Ploughboy Lad.
Well, I was not but sweet 16.
False
and they're deceiving all. They'll take your all and they'll gang a wall. And need the lassies grieving all. Ah, well, I was fond of company and I gave the ploughboys freedom all to kiss and clasp.
Francis Black and the Ploughboy Lads. Ah, yes. A lovely folky sound about that, wasn't there? I've mentioned it on the programme before. One of the joys in my life, particularly at this time of the year, at the height of the tourist season, is to go down to a local hotel where I entertain tourists from various parts of the world. And what I do is I start off by just playing a few little tunes, and then I sit and I chat with them about Irish history and about Irish songs and tell them the history of each song as I'm singing and playing it. Another thing I do at the beginning of the evening is to ask them to name me three Irish songs. And I can guarantee you, friends, that this next song always comes up in the top three. I've played it countless times on the programme before, and I love the song, and this particular recording, which was done by a dear friend of mine, Sean Dunphy, who's no longer with us, he's gone to God. He's telling us the story of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain, the sun was declining beneath a blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee, she was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays was shedding. When I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee, she's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. Yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
As well as Sean's lovely singing on that particular song, he treats it beautifully and gently. I love the backing on that. Sean Dunphy and the Rose of Tralee. Well, now we move from way down in the south in County Kerry, which was the Rose of Tralee, and we're moving up to Dublin, the capital city of Ireland. Dublin stands on the River Liffey, and this tells the story of the demise of the Liffey Ferry. For many years, when people wanted to cross certain parts of the River Liffey, they'd have to get a boat, the Dublin Ferry, and the boatman would row them across to the other side. But now, as time went on, bridges were built across and roads were put across those bridges. And unfortunately, the ferryman was, well, he was out of a job. Here's Johnny McAvoy. You all know I'm a big Johnny McAvoy fan. In fact, we might have another one before the end of the programme. Here's Johnny McAvoy singing, well, the sad farewell of the Dublin ferryman. And he says, the Auna Liffey. Now, Auna Liffey is the Irish for River Liffey.
The little boats are gone from the breast of Auna Liffey. The ferrymen are stranded on the quay. And the Dublin docks are dying, sure a way of life is gone. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. 'Twas the only job I had. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, half forgotten even now. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. So now I'll tend my yard, and I'll spend the day in talking, and I'll hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owned me heart and soul. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey. You'll kiss away the worries from my brow. Sure, I love you still today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Johnny McAvoy telling us the story of the Dublin ferryman. I always look on Johnny as a sort of a minstrel who sings to his own guitar accompaniment and sings exceptionally well in my book. He's made some fabulous albums. And from one minstrel to another, because this time I'm going to play a track from, well, it's a rather old track. It's from Danny Doyle, who in the early, 70s, and was a big hit wherever he played and sang in Ireland. Then he moved to the US. Listen to Danny Doyle as he sings a song which is not an Irish song, and I always thought it was, and many people still do. But it's a song about Liverpool, and it tells the story of the puppeteer who used to go around making his dolls dance, and people used to come and watch. And, well, sad things happen. Listen to the story of Whiskey on a Sunday.
Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week. Whiskey on a Sunday. He sits on astride of an old packing case, and the dolls on the end of the blind go are dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Tired old hands drum the wooden beam, and the puppets they danced up and down. A far better show than you ever will see in the fanciest theatre in town. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902 old Seth Davy died. His song, it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the song of old Seth Davy as he croons to his dancing doll three. Come day, go day, heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was
drinking buttermilk all the week, but whiskey on a Sunday. That was a huge hit here in Ireland for Danny Doyle. A couple of things before I play this next track. First of all, it is a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. This week has seen the commemoration of the birth of Nelson Mandela. And what's that got to do with Sounds Irish, Joe, I hear you say? Nelson Mandela was made a Freeman of Dublin when he came to visit Ireland some years ago. He always had a soft spot in his heart for Ireland. Also, I had told you the story before. I had the good fortune of meeting him in the early 90s. I want to play for you now a haunting sound. It's a song sung by Dolores Keen. And, well, it creates a wonderful picture of Africa. And it's got a wonderful African beat. And Dolores, who's been, well, a traditional singer all her life, traditional music is part of her family. Her brother's a wonderful singer, and her aunts, they were also traditional Irish singers. Take a listen to Dolores as she sings this wonderful track.
The world is born in the African sun. Black blood flows from the white man's gun. Locked in a jail for 25 years, held like a lion in the cage of tears.
Mandela will be free. Mandela, Nelson Mandela.
A wonderful blend of Irish and African music there. Dolores Keane and Lion in a Cage.